You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about feeling our feelings and creating a container. So this is a conversation that I have with my clients a lot about how do I start to feel my feelings when they feel overwhelming or scary, or I just feel like I end up in a spiral every time I feel my feelings. So how do we therapeutically feel our feelings? So let's jump right in. So the biggest thing that I talk about when it comes to feeling your feelings is that we need to make a container. We need to be able to feel our feelings in a safe way, in a safe environment. So when I talk about a container, this is a therapeutic term that we use to kind of describe a place or a setting or a feeling within ourselves, a person that we can use in order to kind of walk us through the process, right? So this is kind of like our template. Our container is our template for feeling our feelings. And therapy in and of itself is that container, right? So when I show up to therapy and I share my feelings with my therapist, they are holding that container for me. They are saying, it's okay. Right? Whether they say it out loud or not, they're saying it's okay to have this feeling. It's okay to take up space. It's okay to express your experience. And so that is oftentimes why, as a therapist, I will hear, oh, I've never shared this before, or this is the first time I've been able to express this, or no one's ever made me feel this way before, right? So the therapist is holding this container for you and saying, it's okay to feel your feelings. It's okay to express whatever is going on in our mind. And they're able to walk through that process with you if you kind of end up in a slippery slope or start to feel like you're going downhill or things just kind of start to feel really overwhelming. The therapist is there and has skills and tools to hold that space for you so that you don't end up in kind of a really dark place, or perhaps we don't go deep enough into our feelings to actually figure out what's going on or feel what's going on. So when it comes to feeling our feelings outside of session, I want us to be able to create that container for ourselves. So this can look any way you want it to. There's many ways in which we can do this. There's many therapeutic tools and tricks and ways in which we talk about this. I find for someone who isn't trained in therapy, doesn't know a sad from a mad, that this process kind of works for the majority of people. So this is the skill that I give to my clients. So I want to share it with you. So it's the timer trick. So this is a way to teach ourselves on how to go from not feeling our feelings to dive into the feeling and then to bring ourselves back up. So we're kind of imagining like a U shape, a fancy U. So there's like curls on the edge. So we're going in, we're coming out, and then we're kind of plateauing, right? So if we come back to our idea of baseline, we're coming from baseline, going into our feelings, and then coming back out. We could also do this on the opposite and kind of make an N, right? So we can kind of come from baseline, go up into our feelings, and come back down. But oftentimes, we're able to do that on our own. So I typically describe the U sensation. So the timer trick is we're going to use a tool to help us go into the feeling. We're going to feel the feeling for a set amount of time, right? I'm going to set my timer, and then I'm going to use a tool to bring myself back up. So you get to decide. How long do you feel like you are capable of to sit in this feeling? So perhaps it's 30 seconds, perhaps it's 5 minutes, perhaps it's an hour, perhaps it's 5 minutes, right? Like you get to choose however long you think you can tolerate a feeling for. And then what we're going to do is we're going to either just jump into the feeling, right? Some people can just access their feelings really quickly and we're just going to dive in. Or sometimes if a client is struggling to access a feeling or struggling to connect with a feeling, I'll say put on a movie or read a book or watch a TikTok video, right? Whatever it is that will kind of elicit that feeling, it'll bring me into that feeling. I'm going to use that to go in. Then I'm going to set my timer for however long I think I can cope with that feeling reasonably. And then at the end of the timer, instead of just expecting myself to be able to come out of that feeling or be capable to move on with my day, I'm going to do something that I know is going to make me feel better, right? So we've come back to our joys and drains list. This is something on the joy list that I know is going to work no matter what to bring me back out. Right? So maybe I'm going to eat a piece of chocolate. Maybe I'm going to watch a funny video that's going to make me laugh. Maybe I'm going to go play with my kid. Perhaps I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go to the gym, right? Whatever that is that I know this thing is going to bring me out of that feeling, that's the thing I'm going to do. So I'm going to go into the feeling, feel the feeling, and then I'm going to come out. And the more that we do this process, the more that we use this container, we're teaching our bodies to go into the feeling, experience the feeling, and bring myself back out of it. Because we don't want to set up camp in our feelings, right? They're supposed to be fluid. We're supposed to move through them. I'm not supposed to feel a feeling for an extended period of time, right? This is a fluid thing that's supposed to happen in our lives. So by teaching ourselves to go in and come back out, hopefully that process will get a little bit easier and we might not have to so strictly set up that container for ourselves, but we know that that container exists and I can experience my feelings within that container. Okay. I hope that you find that helpful and that you're able to use the timer trick to feel your feelings. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.